You are listening to the Portland Christian Center podcast. This week, Pastor Ray continues our series, Thanks, with part four, Raise Your GQ. Here's Pastor Ray.
God chooses our circumstances. We choose how we go through them. Let me just talk to our students for a minute here. I wish that someone would have drilled this into my head when I was a teenager. If I would have known this, that I had the ability to choose my own attitude, I would have been much more successful in life earlier on than I was. We don't get to choose our circumstances. You know what we get to choose? We get to choose our attitudes. And so I would encourage you to write this down in the flyleaf of your Bible. How many of you have a Bible with you? Just talking to the teenagers now. How many of you have a Bible? How many of you have a smartphone? How many of you don't have either one, but your neighbor has a Bible? And you can write it down in their flyleaf. Say, you can learn this. I want you to say this with me. This is so important, guys. If you will get this, this will make all of the difference in the world. This will determine your success in life or not. So let's all say this together. Nobody else, okay? Just these guys here. We're going to say this together. God chooses our circumstances. We choose how we go through them. Now, why are you looking at me when I said that? Okay. Because I'm right here? God chooses our circumstances. We choose how we go through them. I hope you'll get that. I really do. I know we're having some fun here. But if you will get this one down, this will enable you to be amazingly successful in life. We can't choose our circumstances, but we can choose our attitude in those circumstances. Attitude is everything. If you want to be a person of high IQ, and if you want to be a person of enormous EQ, get this one down. Your attitude is everything. So today, as we end our Thanksgiving series, here's my challenge, that you would develop an attitude of gratitude, because it starts there. Attitude of gratitude, because it is the parent of all of the other virtuous attitudes that you are going to need for success in life. An attitude of gratitude. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Raise your GQ, not your IQ, your intelligence quotient, although it's not bad to work on that. It's not bad to be smart in life. But raise your GQ, your gratitude quotient, to levels that you've not experienced before in life. Commit to this beyond this Thanks series. Take this attitude of gratitude into the Christmas season with you. Take it into 2019 and beyond. Sustain an attitude of gratitude because it will change your world. Your enjoyment of family, your fulfillment at work, your success in life, your fruitfulness in faith. An attitude of gratitude. So how do you do that? That's the big question. How do you do that? Well, here's the simple answer to that. It's found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. The Apostle Paul said, let this attitude be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. How do you do it? Let this attitude be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now, it would take a whole year's worth of sermons to unpack that thought. What was the attitude of Jesus? It would take a long time, and we don't have time for that today. But I would challenge all of us here at Portland Christian Center, and especially you students, that you would make a study in 2019 of the life of Jesus. Just read through the Gospels. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Pastor Matt mentioned our Bible reading program. Now, we've used programs in the past, starting in January, where all you did throughout the year was to read the Gospels. You would read through Matthew, and then Mark, and then Luke, and then John, and then you would start over. And when you use that program, you can go through it about four different times in the year. And as you absorb the life of Jesus, you will begin to understand the attitude of Jesus, what he thought, what he spoke, what he did. Let this mind, the mind of Jesus, be in you. It was also in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to take note of something in that verse. I want you to notice what it didn't say. It said nothing about feelings of gratitude, did it? It didn't say anything about feeling grateful or not. And the truth is, you cannot force this attitude on yourself. You cannot force feelings of gratitude. Because gratitude is not a feeling. Gratitude is a way of thinking. You have to let the master's mind, master your mind. You have to let the mind of the master become the master of your mind. And then as you act on your thoughts, the mind of the master, then the feelings of gratitude will be produced. You cannot feel your way into gratitude. You can think your way into gratitude, and then you can act your way into gratitude, and then your feelings will follow your thinking and your acting. We get that backwards a lot. People make the mistake of thinking that I'm either going to feel grateful or I'm not. You don't feel grateful. You have to think gratefully, and then you have to act gratefully. And then the feelings, wonderful feelings of gratitude will follow. So let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And we talked a couple of weeks ago that one of the preeminent attitudes of Jesus was how grateful that he was. Jesus was a fundamentally grateful being. So this morning, in the time that we have left, I want to give you three more reasons. We've talked about this already, but I want to give you three additional reasons why this business of gratitude is so critical to your success in life, to your enjoyment of life, to your thriving as a human being. And then I want to give you three practices to sustain thankful thinking. Thankful thinking. Say that 10 times really fast. Thankful thinking. How do you sustain this in your life? So first of all, let's talk about why this is so critical to our enjoyment, our experience, our mastery of life. So three reasons. First of all, gratitude keeps us from being self-absorbed in a culture where meism has metastasized to terminal levels. Every culture that has risen in the history of the world, that has been successful, that has been a world-dominating culture, has ultimately imploded. And the reason why? Because it's become a me-centered culture. And this meism culture that we live in will be the death of our American culture. If anything is going to take us down, it's this. You know, for the last 50 or 60 years, we have been taught that the individual is the center of the world. Instead of being other-centered or group-centered or country community-centered or country-centered, we have become a me-centered culture. It actually started way before the last 50 or 60 years when secular humanism burst onto the scene and became a philosophy that was being adopted in education and in entertainment and in government. That began this journey down the path to meism. And so we now raise kids in child-centered homes rather than family-centered home or parent-centered homes. It's all about me. What do I want? What do I need? What do I deserve? It's all about my rights and very little about my responsibilities to you or to the group or to the country. It's all about what I prefer, what I need, rather than my responsibility to be a part of a community that builds others up. This is going to be the death of our culture if it dies, and it looks like it's heading that way. But the practice of gratitude gets me beyond me in my little world, and it keeps me constantly aware of God's great world all around me. It calls me to recognize, this attitude of gratitude calls me to recognize how gracious and how generous and how loving and how good God has been in my life. I mean, think about this. The fact that you're even sitting here today in worship is a cause to thank God. I mean, it really is. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23 reminds us, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his mercies never fail. The fact that you're sitting here today, the fact that you haven't been vaporized a long time ago, is due to the mercy, the continuous mercy of God. For they are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Apart from his continuous mercy, friends, we would not be here today. Apart from his continuous mercy, you wouldn't have been able to stuff yourself with stuffing at Thanksgiving dinner this week, all due to the mercy of God. And after you ate all of that food, you said, oh, mercy, please. A perspective that sees even the continuation of life as a gift from God is the fountainhead of gratitude. You know, a generation or two ago, there was a great writer, a Christian thinker by the name of Gilbert Chesterton, G.K. Chesterton, and he wrote something very profound. Listen to this. He said, and he would say this at the end of each of his days. He said, "Here ends another day in which I have had eyes, ears, and hands to enjoy this great world around me. Tomorrow begins another day. Why am I allowed to?" Some people weren't. But you were. So thank God for it. Thank God. Gratitude keeps us from being self-absorbed in a culture of meism. Furthermore, an attitude of gratitude enables an eternal perspective on life. Again, that's another characteristic of the successful life. People that have an eternal perspective on life. It equips us to endure hardship from the perspective that sees God's sovereign hand always at work in my circumstances. Even in difficult and disappointing times, God is at work, and this allows me to see that God's hand is involved in all of my life. Even more, it catalyzes God's peace in our problems. This is what the Apostle Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. He said, "Don't be anxious about anything, but by praying in everything with thanksgiving, God's peace, which transcends all understanding." In other words, this goes beyond any human being's ability to explain it. "The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and protect your mind in Christ Jesus." Thanksgiving actually activates God's peace in our anxiety. And that's why growing your gratitude quotient is critical to our mastery of life. And then thirdly, gratitude reminds us of how truly blessed we really are. We really are blessed, you know. We're really blessed. Gratitude forces us to quit focusing on what we don't have and taking for granted all the gifts that we already have. And it keeps us recognizing that God is the source of every gift. James chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 says this: "Don't be blind to the fact that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who doesn't change like the shifting shadows." And one more thing, when we're grateful, even in the midst of difficulties, when we have this eternal perspective, when we're saying, "God, thank you, no matter what, God, thank you," it opens the door to more of God's blessings. It opens the door to even more of God's gifts. It's a great Christian writer by the name of Andrew Murray who said, "To be thankful for what we have received is the surest way to receive more." Do you want more? Do you want more blessing in your life? Do you want more of God's favor in your life? Then be grateful. It opens the door it opens the floodgates of God's blessings into your life. So those are some reasons why this is so critical to our mastery of life. Thanksgiving is the parent to all of the other virtues that we need to be successful in life. So the question then is, how do we grow our gratitude quotient? How do we live with an attitude of gratitude consistently throughout the course of our lives? Well, let me give you three simple practices to grow your gratitude quotient. Number one, gratitude grows by the practice of noticing. It grows by the practice of noticing. Now, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to be brief with this. But life is full of gifts that we won't see if we focus on what we don't have, or what we didn't get, or what we've lost. We will miss out on the multitude of gifts, the abundance of gifts that God has already given us. Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "Give thanks, for God is good. His love is unending." Even in your most difficult days, God is still good. Even in your hardest trials, God is good. Friends, God is good.
All the time.
It's true. Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love is unending. So see what you've got and give thanks for it. practice noticing. Secondly, gratitude also grows by the practice of praise. By the practice of praise. What we just did up here on the stage and what we participated as we were singing these songs. We were practicing praise. So learn to lift up your praise all the time. Learn to practice praise all the time, morning, noon, and night. As you awaken in the morning, don't start with Fox News. Don't start with CNN. Don't start with the Wall Street Journal. Don't start with the New York Times. Don't start by saying, oh God, it's morning. Say, God, thank you for this day. Psalm chapter 5, verse 3 says, my voice shall you hear in the morning. O Lord, early will I direct my prayer unto you, and I will look up. So thank God for the gift of life. As soon as you awaken, thank God for the gift of life yet again today. Start your morning that way. Then during the day, I challenge you to do this at various points of the day. Just list out all of the wonderful blessings that God has brought into your life. There's an old song that we used to sing called Count Your Blessings. Remember that? Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. If you will do that literally, write them out or verbalize them, here's what will happen. You will never be able to exhaust that list. You will never come to the end of God's goodness and his blessings in your life. Psalm chapter 118, verse 24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad. I'm going to be glad and I'm going to rejoice in it. So do that throughout the day. God, thank you for what you've brought into my life this day. And then at night, before you go to sleep, just reflect on the day and let God know how much you appreciate his presence in your life during the day. Psalm 119, verse 62 says, at midnight, I will rise to give you thanks. Now, I know a lot of you go to bed, go to sleep well before midnight, but I want to challenge you to do this. Set your alarm for midnight and get up and wake everybody in the household up and just start praising. Say, hey, we're going to praise everyone. They're not going to appreciate it as much as you, but do it. It will grow your gratitude. It will grow your gratitude. Gratitude grows by the practice of praise. Finally, gratitude grows, this is a tough one, gratitude grows by the practice of delighting in your difficulties. I don't know of any more powerful way than to grow your gratitude quotient than by practicing gratitude or practicing delighting in your difficulties. It's not easy, not easy. But gratitude grows by being thankful in tough times. You see, God's goodness isn't diminished because bad things happen to you. Did you hear that? Just because bad things happen to you doesn't mean that God's goodness and God's love and God's control is diminished one iota in your life. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. You know, I have a minor in Koine Greek, and I looked up the word thanksgiving in the Greek. And you know what it means? I mean, I looked up the word everything in the Greek. You know what it means? Yeah, you're a Greek scholar. It means everything. In everything give thanks. And then notice this, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You ever struggle knowing what God's will for your life is? Well, here it is right here. Give thanks in everything. This is his will for you. Years ago, I came across this profound reminder from a devotional that Maltby Babcock wrote. He was a writer from 100 years ago. He wrote the great hymn, This Is My Father's World. Some of you know that beautiful hymn. Listen to this. He says, the tests of life are to make, not break us. Trouble may demolish our business, but build our character. The blow at the outward life may be the greatest blessing to the inner life. If God then puts or permits anything hard in our lives, be sure that the real peril is what we shall lose if we flinch. Don't shrink back. Don't pull into yourself. God is at work. He's doing something even in the midst of your most difficult trials. Listen, if there are things in your life right now for which you're not all that grateful, you don't feel grateful, grateful. Thank God for them anyway. Thank God for them anyway. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, look, these present difficulties that you're going through, he calls them light and momentary. It's like, really? These light and momentary difficulties are achieving for us an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs them all. So thank God for them. Delight in your difficulties. You can't always see it, but according to God's word, they are doing you a favor. Your difficulties are doing you a favor. They're achieving an eternal weight of glory that far outweighs the difficulty that you're going through. You know, I've been trying to practice that over the last few months. Listen, because I stand up here as your pastor, I get to share my life and with you. And, you know, my life is not better than yours. It's not worse than yours. My difficulties aren't more difficult than yours. I mean, it's all relative, right? Whatever you're going through, that's you. It's all relative to your own experience. But over the past 6 months, I've experienced a lot of loss in my life relationally. My little sister died about 6 months ago, and my mom died a few weeks ago, and my wife almost died, except for the grace and mercy of God. One of my older brothers almost passed away as well, and I've been trying to practice this gratitude even in the midst of all of that. And I have a sense that standing before you today, that has been the sanctification of my outlook on life. That even in these difficulties, God is still good, and God is in control, and God is working all things out for your good and for His glory. Practice delighting in your difficulties. God is at work. An attitude of gratitude will change your life. It really will. That's not Pastor Ray's promise. That's God's promise to you. An attitude of gratitude will change your life. Years ago, I read a book called Living Life on Purpose. It was written by an author named Greg Anderson. And he tells the story in this book. He tells the story of a man who, the wheels had come off of his life. He was just down. Things were dark. He was depressed. The precipitating event was that his wife had walked out on him, and he felt like he had lost everything. He was depressed. He was insecure about himself. He was mad at God. He didn't want to be around people. Life stunk. Life had lost its joy. Well, one morning he got up and he went to a diner for breakfast. And the diner was just packed with people, but nobody was talking to one another. They were all just kind of hunched over their meal or the newspaper, and they weren't interacting at all. So he sat at the counter. They served him his coffee, and he just hunched over and he just stirred the coffee mindlessly. And across the room was a booth in which a young mom sat with her little girl. And the waitress had just served them their food when the little girl broke the silence, shouting. You know, kids don't have an inside voice, do they, little kids? It's always a shout. And this little girl shouted, "Mommy, why don't we pray over our food here?" And the waitress was walking away. She wheeled back around and she said, "Well, honey, we do pray here. Why don't you say grace for us?" And then she turned to the rest of the restaurant and she said, "Everybody bow your heads." And everybody bowed their heads. And the little girl folded her hands, and in that loud childlike voice, she said, "God is great, God is good, and we thank Him for our food. Amen." Suddenly, the diner changed. The atmosphere was lifted. People began to interact with one another. There was a sense of joy. People were happy. And the waitress said, "We should do this every day." And we should. We should do this every day. And the guy that this story was about, the guy that was in a real difficult spot in life, said that suddenly, in that moment, suddenly, his whole attitude improved. He said he started to choose happiness. And he said from that little girl's example, he began thanking God for what he had, not what he had lost. Began thanking God for all that he had. Practice gratitude. It will change your experience of life. It really will. And today is a great day to begin. Let's pray. Christelle, would you come to the platform or the piano, please? And we're going to sing a song in a moment. We're going to sing the doxology. It's a great hymn of thanksgiving, isn't it? That's going to really be our prayer. But before we do that, let me just take a moment to pray with you. And I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and just open up your heart to the Lord. No wonder this morning. You know, if you're here and you're going through a difficult time or you're not feeling very grateful about things, and you know, this message is resonating with you that, you know, you want to be a person who's grateful even in the tough times of life. But the truth is, you truly can't be a grateful person. You cannot be a truly grateful person if you've moved God out of the picture in your life. I mean, gratitude starts with God. The goodness of God and His gift of eternal life is the fountainhead of your gratitude. And until you get that right, you can't be a truly grateful person. You cannot sustain thanksgiving in your life. And it's going to affect your experience of life. You will not master life as God designed for you to master it. So it starts with turning over your life to Him. And so I wonder if you're here today and you've never turned your life over to God by accepting the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, to forgive you of your sins, to be your Savior, to lead you in the way of life, to be the Lord of your life. I want to give you an opportunity to do that. Or maybe you've done that a long, long time ago, but you've wandered away from God. You've removed Him from the throne of your life. You've taken over and you're in control of you. And, you know, you're just feeling that conviction this morning. That's the Holy Spirit saying, hey, open your life back up. Clear the throne of your heart so God can come back in and sit as the Lord and Master and Savior of your life. And if the Lord is speaking to you about that, I just want, before we conclude, I want to say a prayer for you. But before we pray, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. And the step of faith that I'm going to ask for this morning on this post-Thanksgiving Sunday is simply for you to raise your hand and say, Pastor, would you include me in this prayer? You know, I'm not living as a grateful person. I'm not able to sustain gratitude in my life. I've moved God off the center, out of the center of my life, and I want to invite Him this morning to come back and to be the center, the core of who I am. So if that's you, would you raise your hand right now, just all over this place? Let me see who to pray for. Let me see your hands. Just raise it up. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. A lot of young people. Thank you guys for doing that. Others, just lift your hand up right now. Yeah, thanks. You can put it back down again. Up in the balcony, let me see your hand. Yeah, up there, way back there. Thank you. Anyone else? Thanks. Anyone else before we pray? So God, I want to pray for especially those who raised a hand today. I don't know what the circumstances of their lives are. I don't know what the condition of their heart is, but there's an honesty to raise a hand and say, God, I need you. I want you to be at the center of my life. I want you to take over me. I need you to forgive me of my sin, and I need you to be the Lord of my life, and I need you to sustain a life of gratitude for all of the good things that you've done for me. So God, I just pray for these that have done that you would just do your work in their hearts, even in this moment. God, I pray for the miracle of the moment, that transforming grace, that when we respond to you, you change our lives from the inside out. So God, do that in this moment for those that are receiving you for the very first time or those who are recommitting their lives to you. God, do that work of grace, I pray. And Lord, for all of us, I pray that if this has resonated in our minds, I pray that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of revelation, would cause it to move from our minds down to our hearts, where we will really believe it on the inside. And from the inside, that it would work its way out to our living so that we truly would be a people of gratitude, that our gratitude quotient would go off the charts, and that we would sustain an attitude of gratitude for our entire lives. God, I pray that you would do that work in Portland Christian Center in this moment. I pray in Jesus' name.
Thanks again for listening to this week's edition of the Portland Christian Center podcast. If you want more information about the ministries of Portland Christian Center or have a prayer need, please visit us online at pcctoday.com. Thanks for listening.